Hey, my friends, it's Mike Silva. Do you like magic like I do? Man, I love a good illusionist. And I have got a great friend in Branson, Missouri. Actually, he has his own theater, and that's what he does all day, all night, doing shows. One time he taught me about flash paper. He said, if you would take this flash paper and make a list of your sins on it. What? I said to him. Yeah. Come on. Write down every wrong thought, every negative deed, everything selfish that you have done, every lustful thought that you've ever had. Put it down, Silva. Come on. Write it down. Everything negative, everything illegal. Put it down. Make a list. I said, man, I got to have more paper. I got to have a bigger piece of paper. I mean, think about that with me. Do you know every person on the planet has a sin list? And the question is, how do we get rid of it? I mean, think about this. If I throw it away, somebody may rummage through my garbage and find it. What if I bury it deep in the ground? You know what, friend? With my luck, some archaeologist would come around someday, uncover it, and publish it in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, there is only one solution to my sin list. Mistake list, error list. And you know what the answer is? Eliminate it. Completely, totally destroy it. You know, the Bible says that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he became our personal sin bearer. Bear with me now. When Jesus died on the cross, he took my sin list and yours. And then my friend lit the flash paper. It just kind of sounds like that. It just evaporates. And then he said, Silva, watch this. Your list, it's now gone. No smell. Watch now. No smell, no smoke, no ash, no residue. Total, complete elimination. I thought to myself, when I saw that, if I would accept the forgiveness that Jesus Christ offers me now, the work is finished. The list has been paid for, eliminated. I mean, there's really only one thing left to do, and that's to say thank you. That's why David, King David, when he wrote in Psalm 51 and verse 7, he pleaded to God after he had added to his sin list. And he said, oh God, would you wash me and I will be whiter than snow. You see, it worked for David. It worked for me. It'll work for you and it'll work for your friend. Share with somebody the good news of a sin list that can actually be eliminated through the blood of Jesus. God bless you, man. I sure love doing this with you guys. I hope this has been encouraging to you as it has to me. Have a great day. Bye-bye.